Without a doubt. I mean, it's always difficult to go into anybody's backyard in the Ulster Championship and try and get a result. Throwing an Armagh throws adds to that rivalry. But, I mean, nobody's injury-free, nobody's problem-free, and so we have to deal with our problems and everybody else will have to deal with theirs, and it's happened before and it'll happen again. So, you know, we still have to be optimistic and we still have to believe that we can go there and get a result, because if we didn't believe that, then we wouldn't get one. If we do believe that, then it's possible that we will get a result.
And preparations otherwise, how have been going apart from the injury setbacks that you've had?
Well, it's good enough. I mean, it's certainly not been an easy run for us, because every weekend after the round of club games, there's a lot of people come back with injuries of various dimensions, if you like. And that's unfortunate, but that's what life's like when they're playing competitively as it is in Tyrone, a very competitive league. And it usually means the Tuesday night session's a bit subdued and there's a lot of people getting over niggles and hits and bangs, but that's life, and you know, that's behind them now. There's a 2 week run into the game, and hopefully they can build on these 2 weeks and build themselves up to the form they need to be in for the match.
And it is an eagerly awaited game. I think probably will be the game of the championship so far. We haven't seen anything really to set the championship alight.
Well, I suppose each game brings its own merits, I suppose, to the table, and people will be expecting a lot from this game, because Armagh have been there and, you know, had a very good record in Ulster Championship in particular over the last decade. People still expect that from them. They do expect something from us as well, and when the two of us meet, then people have the right to expect a good encounter, and I hope they will find that.